If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 13th, 2021. Carnival Cruise Line is officially sailing again from Baltimore. On Sunday afternoon, Carnival Pride sets sail on a seven-night cruise to the Bahamas, where it'll visit Freeport, Nassau, and Half Moon Cay. Before the ship sets sail, Carnival Cruise Line's president, Christine Duffy, two past guests, Carnival Pride's captain, and the port director cut a ribbon welcoming guests to cruising again from Baltimore. Carnival has been sailing from Baltimore since August of 2009. And after 18 months, a second Disney Cruise Line ship has resumed sailings from Florida. Disney Fantasy set sail from Port Canaveral on Saturday evening for a four-night cruise to the Bahamas. Sailing at reduced capacity, Fantasy will stop twice at Disney's private island, Castaway Cay, and have one day at sea. It was recently announced that after a series of short cruises, Fantasy will also start sailing seven-night voyages to both Mexico and the Bahamas on October 9th. And finally, Carnival Corporation announced that its guests can now book appointments for pre-cruise testing at over 1,500 Quest Diagnostic Centers throughout the U.S. Appointments can be scheduled online via a link provided by the cruise lines Carnival, Princess, Holland America, or Seabourn. Starting today, all passengers, regardless of vaccination status, must present a negative COVID test within 2 days of embarkation. Previously, it was 3 days. Carnival teamed up with Quest after a growing number of guests expressed concern over receiving a test result within 2 to 3 days of sailing. And cruise stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.4%, 22.72%, Royal Caribbean flat 81.49%, and Norwegian down 1.4%, 24.58%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.